Hi, I'm Kimbu, the host of the Author Alchemist podcast. I bring my years of experience as a fan fiction writer, a professionally published author, and a productivity coach to the problem we all love to hate, the act of writing. I also talk a lot about self-publishing, marketing, and my own challenges and journey as an author. Maybe you can relate. Welcome back to The Author Alchemist, who is, of course, me, Kimbu York. I would say good morning. You might not be in morning when you listen to this, in morning time, I mean, but I am. And fortunately for you, I've had some coffee, so I am ready to roll. This episode, I'm going to start things off with a little bit of an update, tell you what is going on, and then we're going to dive into the topic of my next release, a book that should be coming out for me this week, for you probably in the past, because this is mid-February, and so I really wanted to get By the Seat of Your Pants, Secrets of Discovery Writing, out. Actually, by now, so I'm already overdue. I'm late. But that's just what happens when you get wrapped up in edits, and things always take longer than what they're going. Gina is always telling me, Kim, plan for things to take three times as long as you think they're going to take. And I am a productivity coach. I am a productivity wonk. I love studying productivity and understanding task lists and project management. And yet I still make the same mistake of assuming things can get done a lot faster than they actually can. Anyway, that book is coming out. It is all about discovery writing. It's not quite a how-to guide. There are a couple of good how-to guides out there. I talk about them. Dean Wesley Smith and Patricia McLean have two really good guides. I think they're the only other guides. No, ML Ron has a new one that just came out. So there's a very, very small amount of number of books that could help you if you're interested in discovery writing. Also known as pantsing. So if you're wondering what I mean by discovery writing, that's what I mean. It's when people talk about pantsing a story, which traditionally has meant not having any guardrails, just sitting down and writing whatever comes to your brain. Certainly that's the method that Dean Wesley Smith advocates. He calls it writing into the dark, and it's all about just sitting down and writing the story start to finish. And most people tend to think of that when they think of pantsing or discovery writing. Is my heater coming on? It might be coming on. Because it's less than 50 degrees here today. And for Florida, that's absolutely frigid. So I have a heating pad on my feet. I have a little space heater. And there goes the heat pump. Oh well. Hopefully it won't be too distracting. I will get into that in a little bit, all of that about discovery writing and pantsing. But for now, I want to give you a little bit of an update. Yes, By the Seat of Your Pants is coming out this week, February 2024. Whenever you listen to this, it should already be on the bookshelves. I'm going to try to get a hard copy of edition available pretty quickly too, because that was one of the biggest requests I had when I wrote Become an Unstoppable Storyteller, which was how to write compelling serials. People wanted a hard copy they could mark up. So I'm going to make sure that I have that done with By the Seat of Your Pants as quickly as possible. I'm going to be using Book Vault, which might only be of interest to certain people who are self-publishing, but I'll let you know how it goes. It's going to be an adventure because I've never used them before. What else I've got going on is, yes, Dragon's Grail has been released as serial. It is ongoing. So it's a work in progress. It's ongoing. It's a serial. Like, it's just, that's what it is. It's on Ream exclusively at this point in time. However, the first section, the first act of the is going to be available publicly. So If you join Ream, you don't have to pay to join Ream, and you don't have to pay to read the first couple of installments, first four, five installments of Dragon's Grail. After that, I'm going to make it exclusive to my followers. Again, that's a free level so that you can keep up with it. But then after that, it's going to be pay for early access, and there will be a longer delay between installments for followers and for public. So, yeah, I'm really excited about it. This is a story that has been years in the making. You've seen me talk about it. You've heard me talk about it. You've read my blog posts about it. I am excited. I've fallen in love with the characters again. Not sure I ever fell in love with them the first time. It was originally conceived as kind of a chasing the trends idea. Like, oh, this will be popular and this will be popular if I have a character like... And the problem with that is that you get bored with it and you don't like it. And I really didn't. I didn't think it was bad. I just wasn't invested in it. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that when we get to talking about discovery writing and pantsing. But for me, writing serials is an important element. In fact, I've got a blog post out about that as well, which is you have to fall in love with your characters if you're going to be writing for them for an extended length of time. That is true for stories that you plan to make a novel series, right? And of course, it's true if you're just writing a novel. Like, it's pretty much true all the time, but it's particularly true if you're going to be writing a serial, because chances are you're going to be living with those characters for years and years. And I hope to. I plan to. I'm collecting ideas, like squirreling away ideas for later arcs of the series, of the serial, but in the meantime, it is live. So I'm moving on to other projects now that By the Seat of Your Pants is in the can and Dragon's Grail has started. I mean, it's something I have to keep writing, but if you know me, I have to have multiple projects on hand. So I'm re-kicking up my book. It was, for a little while, it was an online course. Wasn't really happy with it, so I pulled it down. But it's called Out from Fanfic, and it's going to be a book about the transition of moving from being a fanfiction writer to a writer of original fiction and eventually a published author. It's going to be a little bit memoir, a little bit how-to guide, a little bit reflection on the industry as I've lived through it. So I hope people look forward to that. I know it's kind of a hot topic. Fan fiction is you know, it causes a stir, it causes a ruckus. There's a lot of discourse, if we want to put it that way, but it's something that's very important to me. You know, I've talked about that a lot. And I'll be talking about it more, clearly, for fiction. I'm going back to both Transmigrated Terry, which is my isekai portal fantasy about a middle-aged woman who dies and wakes up in her favorite fantasy novel world. And it's a made-up world. It's not an actual fantasy novel that exists. So I've had to actually create the fantasy novel that she loves and hates. It's a love-hate relationship. And I've also had to write her story of waking up in this world and how that changes the plot of the original novel. So it's a lot of fun. I got into writing that as a challenge from Gina, of all people, of course, because I wanted a fantasy like that that featured a character who's a little bit older. And that doesn't seem to be the theme as I'm entering my mid-50s, is I want to write about characters who are a little bit older, characters who are basically over 30. No shade against younger characters. I do love reading those stories, and I love authors. That was my phone, sorry. I do love authors who write those stories, but for me, the characters I want to write about are mature characters who've pretty much already been through a lot in life, and are going to be going through more. So that's Transmigrated Terry, and I'm also poking at, no promises, a story called Rogues. Now, this originally was a gay male romantic short story that was published in an anthology many years ago in a publisher, by a publisher whose name shall not be mentioned, and I got the rights back on it, and I thought about republishing it as a short story, but I have to be honest, it's a terrible short story. It's just not that good. And I'm going to put this on Do Not Disturb because it's bothering me. It was a terrible short story because I am not a good short story writer. It's not a skill I've developed or practiced. So over the years, even though I have some good ideas for short stories, it's just not something I've invested my time and energy learning as a craft. And I really have to stress for people that short stories, in my opinion, require a lot more craft and attention and skill even than novels. I know that's a challenging statement for some people, but because of how short and focused they are, they really, you have to be a master of the craft to write a really good short story. And that's not me. So I've decided to expand it, and for a while I was thought about expanding it into a novel. And as is my wont, when I started writing it as a novel, it grew and grew, and the plot kept expanding out into the future. And I realized, this is a serial, isn't it? So I put it aside, and I think it's been at least 5 years since I'm five, probably more like eight, almost 10. A year since I've looked at the story at all. So I'm poking at that one. I really love the characters and I really love the setup, so I'd love to get back to it. It's going to be a little bit more heavy than some of my other work. Dragon's Grail is meant to be fun. Dragon's Grail going to have some hard angst in there in a few places, but Dragon's Grail is one of those stories. I kind of put it in the same bucket as like the 1999 movie The Mummy. Like, yeah, some people are going to die, and it's going to be a lot of, adventure and danger, and there is going to be some character growth, but it's just not meant to be a very heavy, thoughtful, philosophical anything. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be fun, and that's my whole goal with Dragon's Grail. Rogues is going to be a little bit more intense. There's a lot more social commentary in Rogues, so I've won another reason why I kind of put it off for a while. But the idea keeps coming back to me, y'all, when you get haunted by them. So that's a not so brief introduction onto what is happening with Kimbu. Look for those. Like I said, Dragon's Grail is on Ream. Also, I should note, Queen Zayri is continuing to post free chapters. That is my polyamorous male-male-female fantasy romance. I always get romantic fantasy romance, but this is really a romance novel. And it is finished. It's completely posted if you are a member of my community on Ring. So you can read all 58 chapters. It's all there. It's about a 100,000 word novel. The free chapters, which are on, Wattpad, AO3, Royal Road, Inkit, and my blog, The Scriptorium, those are all free, but I think we're only up until like the mid-30s of chapters, so you can read it for free. It's just going to take you a while to get to the end. If you join on Ream, then you get the whole book. So once that is done, all the free chapters have gone up, I will actually repackage it into a novel and make it for sale on all bookstore shelves. So that's something to look forward to. If you just don't want to bother with, serials or reading chapters online, you can just wait for the book because it will be coming out later this year. The book that's coming out soon by the Seat of Your Pants is all about discovery writing. And as I told you a little bit earlier, discovery writing is what's known as pantsing. And I just wanted to talk about, for a moment, why I think this book is so important. And I really do. I think my book on writing serials, Become an Unstoppable Storyteller, is helpful. I don't think it's really world-changing. I don't think it was anything that hasn't been pointed out before. It just was utilizing my skills as an organizer and someone who could see patterns and put things together and make that knowledge available to other writers using beat sheets, which you can access. The Google sheet of the beat sheets that I talk about in the book are free to look at and copy on a Google sheet. But I really do feel like that By the Seat of Your Pants is an important book. I feel like it's an important book because my whole goal was less how to tell people how to be pantsers which, like I said, there's a couple other books on how to do that, particularly Ron's and McLean's work. McLean's work are great guides on how to use discovery writing or pantsing techniques in your writing. I do incorporate a little bit of that, but mostly the focus of my book, the whole purpose of my book, was to legitimize it. I want people to understand that discovery writing is a valid technique for writing. It has been denigrated and put down, and people who've used it have been shamed and otherwise just, you know, made to feel awful for using discovery writing techniques. You can't pants a novel. You can't pants a screenplay. You can't do this. You can't do that. And that none of that is true. It's just a technique. Outlining is a technique. Summarizing is a technique. Character profile sheets are a form of technique. Are a technique of developing characters. All of these are techniques, and discovery writing is just another one. It does lean more on writer's intuition. So if you are new to writing, if you're a novice writer, discovery writing can be a real challenge, and it's going to be real messy. But as I point out in the book, all writing is messy. If all writing weren't messy, then we wouldn't need editors. We wouldn't need developmental editors. We wouldn't need copy editors, because everybody would just write a fantastic book. They'd do an outline, and then they'd write a fantastic book, and then that would be it. That would be all they need to do. That's not how it works. Even if you pre-plan down to the minutest detail, when you get done writing the actual story, it's still going to need edits. And that is true no matter what techniques you use. So I really hate it when people say, oh, you shouldn't do discovery writing because you're just going to create a mess and you're going to have to go back and fix it later, because I don't know of any author who doesn't have to go back and fix things at some level. Admittedly, pre-planning, pre-outlining, means that the writing process itself can go faster and might end up with a cleaner draft by the end. That doesn't mean it's actually faster in the long run. I've talked to so many writers, you know, planners, plotters, who use outlines or summaries, and they spend a long time on those outlines and summaries. I would argue that they spend as much time on those outlines and summaries as discovery writers spend on writing. One of the people in my membership community, Writers Support Community 1 Million Words Club, still have foundation memberships available. Please join us there. We're refining some of the channels on how people use them, and we're getting a feel for what people need. We're going to be adding some more co-writing sessions. Anyway, one of the members there was talking about discovery writing and how they consider their first draft their zero draft, the same way that outliners consider their outlines as kind of a zero draft. It's not the actual story, but it's where you start. And I think that that's not a one for one, but I think it's a very good way to think about it, especially for people who lean into pantsing or discovery writing. Just to be clear, I consider pantsing to be like kind of a self-identity. I consider myself a pantser. But you don't have to be a pantser to use discovery writing techniques. You can be a plotter. You can be an outliner who uses discovery writing techniques. And in my book, that is something I want to show people, is how there are different techniques you can use. I mean, discovery writing is not just one method of sitting down and writing from the beginning to the end. There's different ways to incorporate discovery writing into your writing, no matter how you're writing. And that is what I think is important for people to take away. I hope from my book that it's a legitimate form of creativity. It's a great creative process. And for some people, it's the only creative process. I am one of those people. Hello. If I outline something, if I write a summary of it, I can't write it. My brain just switches off. It just says, oh, well, you've already told that story now. You don't have to tell it anymore. Let's go on to the next thing. And I'm like, but no, I meant to write the story. This is just an outline. Why can't we write it? Brain, why can't we? And the brain won't do it. I've tried. And that's why it's so frustrating for me. People are like, well, have you tried outlining? You know, it's like, and I am overweight. And it's like people say, oh, have you tried going on a diet? Like, I'm not stupid. You know, yes, I've tried outlining for years. And it happens every time. My brain just can't do that because my creative process is spurred. My inspiration is rooted in curiosity. I have to write to find out what's going to happen. And if I already know what's going to happen, then why am I going to write anything? I'm not saying that's universal for all discovery writers or people who use discovery writing techniques, but I think it's a pretty common one. Like, we are driven by the curiosity of not knowing. And once we know, then what's the point of even continuing with it, right? I hope I've given you a little bit of a taste of what's in my book. It's not a very long book, but I've put a lot of thought and energy into it. Again, Gina at Hogan Edwards, thank you for your editing skills for it. And I hope everybody loves it. I'm sure some people are, but you know, I don't want to hear from those people. unless I pay them to critique me, and you know, then yeah, sure, yeah, but otherwise, no. But I'm hoping it's helped some people who feel frustrated by the fact that they rely on discovery writing techniques, even though everybody's told them that that's not what you're supposed to do. I hope it gives you some creative freedom. I hope it gives you a feeling of pride and a sense of, I guess righteousness might be the right word, a sense of feeling that you are doing the right thing for your creative process. It's the whole goal of the book. So look for it soon. I'll be talking about it again, I'm sure. I talk about it on the Scriptorium. I'll have a link to my blog in the notes. And it will be available wide on all the platforms, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Kobo. It will be in Kobo Plus. It will also have a hard copy. And I'm going to try to do an audio version on YouTube, not an audio book because I can't afford a narrator at this point in time, but a version on YouTube for people who are members of my YouTube channel, which I'm getting ready to set that up as well. So there will be different versions available of it everywhere. Look for it. And of course, stop by my blog, Kimbu Scriptorium. Stop by here, you know, and you know, hit the like button, hit subscribe, hit the bell so you get alerts for when I do. Please do that. It would help me get some traction and get some notifications, please. I need to make some sales. My dog needs to eat. And if you know me, you know my dog. Keely says hi, and I say bye. Thanks for joining me on this edition of The Author Alchemist, and I will be seeing you next week. Bye. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to me ramble on about writing here on the Author Alchemist podcast. I'm Kimbu York, and I hope this episode has helped clear away the cobwebs from your inspiration. You can find all of my things at houseofyork.info. All one word, House of York, no spaces, .info. Have a lovely day, and we'll talk again soon. Hi, I'm Kimbu, the host of the Author Alchemist podcast. I bring my years of experience as a fan fiction writer, a professionally published author, and a productivity coach to the problem we all love to hate, the act of writing. I also talk a lot about self-publishing, marketing, and my own challenges and journey as an author. Maybe you can relate?